Oprah. Can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020 and beyond is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021.
Okay, so this is Susan. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah. So, Julie, she goes right into it.
I'm not interested in any intros. You hear our little intro refrain where we have the music coming in, that hits it, and then we're ready to
go.
Going down that roller coaster. Woo-hoo! Heads up.
Okay. God.
Well, I was just thinking, hands up, and I'm thinking we're not taking any of your money or anything. We're not, you know. Although you can, you know, find our books and help support us. And so thanks for supporting us through the podcast. We love it. We're going to keep cruising with this. And this is where you find this
thank you for supporting us as we support you.
Yes.
Woo. Okay.
That was very heartfelt. Because, you know, we're people. And they're people.
Are we?
And, you know, I'm going somewhere. And there are people out there. I mean, and who's, I mean, you know, it's so funny. We do, you know, even our ancient text podcast, we have, you know, James Allen, and we have Napoleon Hill, and we have Neville Goddard. And these are all people.
Right.
And their vibration of the name, you know, says, oh, I know that person. And then our Oprah versus Trump, you know, 2020 and beyond, you know, I added that in there, like to infinity and beyond. That's, you know, and that's people, you know, there's people. So, you know, basically, not to go into a Barbara Streisand song, but, you know, people are people, you know. And now, of course, I'm trying to remember the lyrics in my head.
No, forget the lyrics. Who cares?
People who, oh, no, God, I don't, okay, that's not where I was going. I wasn't going into that. And so my point is, you know, I'm going to go even further because, you know, I expressed some celebrities and book writers and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's government people out there and leaders and religious people and blah, 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 and doctors and experts. And so I'm trying to see if you can find where I'm going.
I can't. All I keep hearing is...
You're on the rickety road what do you do? Land the plane.
Land this plane.
And so, right, here's the landing. So everybody's just people like us. I'm just forming generic people. And so, you know, my question would be, you know, why would we think, and also do you think, other people have your best interests at heart?
Oh, I thought you were going to say... Why do you think people are different than you? So if you see people that have accomplished amazing feats or people that have overcome or any of that, what would make you think that you're different?
And that's
where
extreme.
I would go. Exactly.
Well, that's beautiful. It's an opposite extreme of exactly what I was saying. So why, you know, not only why would, so to access that vibration of why you would think they were are different is because I think they're modeled as they're different than, you know,
exactly.
You.
They're
heroes,
not.
They're
That's
this,
like we talk that. About Napoleon Hill and James, like, and you said there's a vibration to their name, and I'm like, okay, yeah, because they put out a certain type of an energy, but their energy, like we're energy, and that's why I thought you were going to say, so why do people think that we're all different? Why do we all think that certain, you know, there's a caste system in parts of the world, and then there's levels of education, and there's all this other stuff, and it's like we have all these external factors that make us believe that we're all different. And so and so, well, they're able to do this. I mean, I you know, you hear, oh, well, I've heard this before, and it sounds like I'm full of myself, and I don't mean to sound it, but with this, like, don't you think you're special? And I'm like, at first I'd say, no, I'm not special. I'm no different than anyone else. But now I've changed that. And it's not that I say this to anyone, but to myself. And I'm sharing, yes, of course I'm special. But I'm still not any different than anyone else. I'm special because I am special. But there's nobody that I can point to that's not special. And so I think...
Well, yeah, that's funny. So you, again, now you're accessing the different terminology of special.
Well, I didn't even want to get caught in the word special, but I wanted to say that everybody thinks everybody's different. And the external forces, like, oh, well, I'm college education. Well, I'm a level 4 witch. I'm a level 8 witch. It's like, you know, and oh, these are well-known witches of Salem. It's like, none of that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, people have made a focus. You know, there are people that are better musicians than others, but that's because that's their focus. And people are better at certain things because that's become their focus. And that's the beautiful thing about life, is because there are people that can do everything and anything, that we have a beautiful life that we can look at. Or we can look at it as, you know, jealousy comes in and, oh, this person's different. And you get into the divide as opposed to the unity. And, like, we're all the same. We all have the same opportunities. And I know I've had that conversation with people that blast me for that. What do you mean? You had a different opportunity. And externally, yes. But if I've decided that I want something, I'm going to find a way of getting it. And I don't think that differs from me versus any other person out there.
And so, you know,
you may have different obstacles and you may have different, you know, but you also have different upbringings and you have different, and it's all in what you see. And so the more you look outside, again, because we always talk about it, I'm using the word now, external forces, that if you look outside, people are going to tell you, you're this, you're limited by this, or, you know, you come from here, or you have that.
And so then, you know, I want to kind of regroup and say, is it, then it's irrelevant. You know, my question, because you took this into a much better space, that's actually that's very intriguing, because I'm looking out into the trees and I can see like a path forming, and there isn't one, but the trees themselves are moving. And it's in a very intriguing space, because it's not the question of, so, you know, who the hell are they? Do they have my best interests at heart? Because that's not even, of course, that's, you know, that's like, oh, quick, let's make a t-shirt. Yeah, let me take that. Well, I have that question, too. It's like,
well,
oh, great,
that's
what happened,
everyone
then?
Likes it.
Ugh.
But the thing is that none of that's true. Do you have your best interests
right.
at heart?
Right.
Doesn't matter if somebody else does, because the truth of the matter is, nobody's going to have your best interests at heart.
Right.
Because
right.
everyone's going to have a different interest. It doesn't mean it's always, you know, negative or you know, mean-spirited. It just means that everyone's, you know, even as a mother, you have a different viewpoint for a child
right.
or a niece or a
right.
nephew or
right.
a parent, or you have a different, doesn't mean it's mal, you know, it's, you know, negative. There's a connotation.
Right.
So your own best interests is because you see where you want to go or what you want to do, and no one else is going to see it, no matter how hard you may try to explain that.
Right. And the beautiful part about that, and we've shared this in the materials we've written, in our podcasts, I mean, you are your own best advocate.
Well, the truth is that you are your only advocate, because
right.
other people can be supportive, but you know what you want. You
right.
know what you're going to accomplish and what you want to accomplish. And I mean, the first thing we say is to analyze it, make sure that what you want to accomplish is really what you want to accomplish,
right.
because
you're gonna get what you want.
Yeah, and no one can change that.
Right.
So that's the first thing we talk about. And then the second thing is, other people are you know, going to see things different. We all have different perspectives. You and I are sitting here together and we're both looking at the trees, but we're going to see different things.
Right.
Who's right and who's wrong? It's irrelevant. It's a qualitative description. It's not a, you know, specific, it's a qualitative, and
right.
it's always open for, you know, discussion. And so to me, the looking outside, and people put limitations and put people say this one, that one, everyone's this, we are different. I'm not going to say we're the same. We're not. We're different. We're looking here and I see all different types of trees, all different types of bushes, but they're all, it's all nature. And
yeah.
so we're all people. We may, you know, and so what I can do and what we're sharing, everyone can do. We know that.
Yeah.
I know that. You know that.
Yeah.
I can't convince somebody of that if they're not open to it. And it's not my job to. It's
right.
not my job. Who am I to make that definition for anyone?
Right.
And so But if you or you're fooling yourself to think, you know, that you're special or that you're not special is irrelevant. Mm. It's like a dumb conversation.
Right. Well, you know, have you been force-fed that as a conversation topic? You know, you're special or you're not special. Discuss. You know, it's like... I mean,
it's just, you know, it's like... This is debate team 101.
Explain, I'm here with like, period.
Yeah, explain, discuss. You're special, you're not special. Okay, discuss. So I'm going to go out in the hall now and have a ciggy butt. And
even what we're saying, because I've had this conversation with people that I don't know if what I know in my heart to be true is even coming across appropriately. Because people are going to hear it. And I'm going to say people, a person or whatever, is going to hear it and they're going to interpret it based on their belief system and what they have patterned and, you know, and made habitual. Mm. So I've had conversations with people and I explain something like, oh, yeah, I know because and you're right because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not what I'm saying.
Right, right. And, you know, I can't help it. I go into all these funny arenas of the word special because I'm thinking, wait a minute, where was that used? And I'm going to date, and I don't care, but Dana Carvey did the church lady. Isn't that special?
Yeah.
And what a great line because, and then, you know, I mean, then the turnaround, Saturday Night Live used it, you know, the terminology of special in the other arena of what's going on out there. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, if you do come from the standpoint of even go further, so we're all just people and we're all similar and we're all, you know, not to go into similar, not same, you know, not the same, blah, 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 definitions. But, you know, it's funny. I mean, we've said in the past to each other, you know, we've gone into this heightened energy spaces and we're like, whoa, where we go, you know, it's like there's only one of us and everything else out there is an illusion. There's only one of us. If there's only one of us,
so
what are we doing?
So I have said that and I don't know if people completely understand and it's not about whether people understand, but for me, we're in Boston, right? So we and I'm not a sports person. I always joke because I meet people and if they find out I'm from the Boston area, they're like, yeah, all the, you know, Patriots and the Red Sox, they broke the curse and the Celtics won. And, you know, of course, the Bruins. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not a sports fan. But I will say this, because we are here. When the Patriots win the Super Bowl and they're out there, they have the duck tours and then they take the duck boats and they go out. It's the Patriots. You don't sit there and say, oh, this one's black, that one's white, this one's married, this one's not. Or now there are people coming out as being gay. And that huge, it's like a euphoria. It's like we're all one. You can feel that, you know, if you're in a sports, you know, and you're watching in the Bruins and, oh, my God, when they broke the curse, it was just across the whole. It wasn't like, you know, you're all at that point. Sport, you know, what do you call it? Boston Red Sox fans. It doesn't matter whether you're poor, you're rich, you're a man, woman, black, white, Hispanic. You know, everything, every difference out there you can throw, you're all in the same space. And that's when I try to say, like, we're all one. And we are all one because when you're in that, you know that feeling. And it's like, oh, my God, yes. And when 9/11, I mean, on a bad, you know, 9/11, we're all Americans. We were all Americans, and I'm not trying to, you know, limit or anything, but there are times when that oneness is very palpable for everybody, no matter who you are.
Right.
I just take that and I just go, I just keep going with it. Like, that feeling, you can separate it. You can embrace it and go further with it, or you can feel the separation and continue to the point where when my kids were in school, if there was a game that was played from one town to another.
Oh, yeah.
We heard stories of parents going out and one, you know, there was a hockey thing not far from us. One parent killed another. I'm like, But I'm like, we're two towns away. You know, and at that point, it was like, you know, we're out there fighting terrorism. Your son or daughter could be
you know, saving the life of my son and daughter, and here we are fighting.
Yeah.
Like you can, so that level of separation and division can be brought to that. Like two towns over, we're fighting each other, yeah. Yeah. And then you have again. I'll say like, then you have the you know the Boston Bruins win, and everybody in the whole state is we're number. Then we're USA, USA. It's like. And then you could go, and we always joke if there was the world was being attacked, we'd all be, no, we're all earthlings, you know? Yeah. It's like, at what point? It's almost like it's a decision. Do we want to be, we're all one, and at what decision are we all separate?
Right.
It's like, right. And I think it is, to some degree, a choice. And I think at times we make choices that know we're separate, and then there's other choices. We're all one.
Mm. And you know, when you were saying this and you were talking about the teams, it's funny because I started to think, well, there's a oneness in the explanation of the energy and the vibration of the explanation of how you're sharing it. Because you could say, okay, you know, you were expressing the team, you know, the Patriots or the Bruins or the Red Sox. And so we don't see, oh, this guy's getting paid that much, this guy's black, this guy's white, this guy's Puerto Rican from the Dominican Republic, this guy's gay. But everything you said is replicated. It goes across the board for the actual team.
Yes.
But then it expands and it like blasts out. And so when everybody goes, I mean, I have, you know, my brothers run in to go to those parades and those things. And I think, oh God, the crowds of people. And he'll tell me, you know, I'm standing in there and everybody's won. And I don't even know if he catches on, right, like the brilliance of what he's experiencing. And it doesn't matter who's standing beside you, what they look like, where they come from, how they are, what their religion is, and what their beliefs. And they're all in that one. So it's not only the level of the team that is just...
No, that's what I'm saying.
And it expands to the fans, right? You're talking about two degrees.
So if you want to understand... Because this is, I think, important, that if you want to understand what we are one, that is at least, I always try to give, like, for myself, not, I don't need that example, but if I'm trying to explain to somebody else, what do you mean? What do you really mean by that? That is what I mean. Mm. And it's palpable. You can stand there and you feel it. Right. And you watch... And this is, and again, I go to a negative side of it. You look at 9/11, you watch it, or I'll go to something. It's always horrible things, right? I remember when you know, what's it in France? It was burning
Notre Dame.
I'm like, how does somebody?
I know.
I mean, you watch that, and it doesn't matter. I've never been there.
Yeah.
But just that feeling, and you don't have to have been there. And I don't care what your back. Yeah. There's going to be a sense of it hits all of us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. And so I'm trying to get away from the people piece because I don't want to keep bringing up negative things about people, and that's still a negative thing. But you know, you see. Anything that happens, it hits all of us. Mm. That's the oneness of us.
And you know what's interesting about that too? I mean, you even, and this isn't for proof or anything, but I think it's an interesting part of the human element. Yet you go to, you know, who do I know? And who, because we're people and we're being, and who do I know? And have I been there? And and what experience did I have? And you want to share that? And and sometimes, you know, social media is there, but, you know, it gets abusive or it abuses our expression of sharing this oneness. And it abuses it because then, okay, like and tweet. And then the argument. And we don't even know. And that's like, But we're in this oneness. And there is... Like, and I'm going to say there is a huge, like, creative expression when it's like in podcasts before we were talking and I was saying about, you know, doing a kata of karate in this huge auditorium with, you know, 100+ people and everyone ki-eyeing at the same time and it reverberates. And there's a different, I mean, you did the kata, you did the work, you did the expression, and then you're elevated even further with that. And it's funny that, you know, there's sports teams that do that.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, it's all expressing yourself and being involved in that and sharing that. And I mean, here we go. You wear a cap, you wear a shirt. You know, you have a bumper sticker, you have this, you have that, and it brings you into that oneness, not to divide you from anything else, but it brings you into that, I remember, we're all one.
So I hear what you're saying. And I always go to, so then we all have a choice. Are we going to go into the oneness, or are we going to go to the divisiveness? Because you can be divisive down to anything. And because we're all so different, which I think makes it a beautiful place. Yet you can, that can be divisive.
And you know, thank you for going there, because there was another point that I wanted to drill into. And that when you go into this oneness, there's this amazing possibility of just energy that you access that is not in the divisiveness.
No.
It's not in it at all. It makes you smaller.
Point. It's a great
When you go
point.
Into the divisiveness, it makes you smaller and get controlled and confined and limited. It makes you limited.
Yeah.
And when you go into the amazing energy and vibration of this access of the oneness, you're completely unlimited.
So
no boundaries, completely euphoric.
That's why that's why these podcasts are important. I'm looking at you, I could almost cry.
I know.
For the same reason you
can. And it's so funny, because I'm not saying anything, because there's like a huge, I mean, so, you know, it's a privilege to do them with you. It's a privilege to be able to do them. It's a privilege to remember this is what I'm doing. It's a privilege to hear them and to find them and to access them, because, you know, you just got to know.
Because... And I'm going to say it, and I'm looking at you, and you look like you got tears, as do I. Because that, if you don't experience that, you're missing everything. Because you're right, the more you divide, it's you go out there, I'm better than you, I can do this. We all can do it. Oh, no, I'm better than you. I'm deeper than you are. Like, okay. And then it becomes competition.
Right.
And then it becomes, then it's like, well, this is my energy. All of that makes no sense. And what you just said is really, you've experienced it, and I've experienced it, and I know other people have experienced it. But when you go into it, and then it's like, wait a minute, this is mine. Wait a second. No. You're not going to. I'm psychic. I can tell this. You're not accessing it. When I do it, I don't. Right. I think that's why you and I move the way we do, because I don't sit here and think it's mine. There is an infinite intelligence that I'm accessing.
Right. Yep.
And you're accessing. Yep. But it's not, this piece is mine. It's like we're accessing different parts of it, because you know, because it's so vast.
Yeah.
But there is a beautiful thing about moving in with the all that you just said, that it's like, you know, because you and I, you know, we just had this moment that you guys have all heard. It's only happened to me one time prior with you. And it was the moment, and this isn't as moving, but it was the moment we were writing the Trump book.
Oh,
and the two of us sat there, and we talked, and we both stopped and said nothing and looked at each other. And, well, I'll share this. So you and I were writing the book, and this is in 2015. This is even before the primary. This is like people were still joining the election, and we wrote this book about Trump, and we looked at each other, and we both like, oh, he's gonna win.
We were in the science, we were in the energy, we were in a totally different, it was looking at the whole experience from a different, and I remember there was a gap, like we both were in there, and we both just looked at each other and went,
and it
he's
just
gonna
hit
win.
Us, we both
and it was,
knew.
And I can feel that when I say it again.
And that was the same feeling just now, because it was this, and you know what, our response was the same, because we both sat there, and we both... It just hit us. And we looked at each other, and we're just like, oh. I'm like, he's going to win.
And there was
And then we didn't say much. And then we went into the same analysis. Like, you felt that too, didn't you? Like, I felt that. Yeah. It's clear he's going to win.
Yeah.
And we moved, and then we were like, there was not a judgment. It wasn't like yay. There wasn't a boo. Nope, there was like we felt the momentum,
and we just
our response even just now.
Right.
So I don't know what that
means.
And
for me, the best part of it was it wasn't based in judgment. It wasn't based in hearsay. It wasn't based in story. It wasn't based in anything. We were exploring the energy, and we were talking about energy principles, and we were comparing just what was going on, what we saw in a whole different way. And we were writing it down. Let's do this. And we just went, we were whooshed into the vibration of it. And that was, it is beautiful. Cause I was a little bit, I was like, I was trying to access. When was that? What was that?
Yeah, I know. Cause
I know it's such a huge,
because you don't go in. Right. We didn't go in. Right. And if you you listen to the podcast, you know, it's not about politics. It's not about who's got the right strategy. Yeah. We did have some fun with a little bit of what his strategy might be, but it was more about, again, energy, momentum, and accessibility and infinite intelligence about energy. And we got, and then after that he did some things that you were like, there's no way, there's no, and then lo and behold, I have to even say I was surprised we were right at times.
Because it's funny because the feeling of that, I just never, it was just a complete, this isn't how I want to say it, it was like a complete knowing. It was just feeling. It was a complete knowing, and there was no, I didn't have to trust. I didn't have to, there was nothing for me to do. No. There was nothing for me to say. I didn't have to call up, any news outlet. I didn't have to do anything. And it was because we were in the energy. We were accessing it. We were talking about it. We were playing in it. We were like really just being creative, and it just, it was there. And it's that kind of, it's funny. There's a space where you take, there's a space where you I used to, a long time ago, I used to do some DJ work, and there's a space where you take two of the same albums and you hook them into a groove, and they phase, and it's the, and you can hear it. You have two turntables, and I think I told you this before, and you play them, and you can do some mixing and whatever, and when you get them in the same exact groove, you just step away, because what happens between the speakers is you hear a and it's almost like, and it's weird, I just did that with my hand. Did you see it was the infinity symbol? It's like a, and you can't even, and it's the coolest thing, and it's just, you kind of like just to make them face, and it's two of this. Perfect. And it's the oneness, the complete, in that space of oneness, and you're just in awe, because it's not, it's almost not created by anything else yet, it's always there.
I've never heard energy, as we discuss energy, I've never heard anybody ever reflect upon the space of energy as being the oneness of it all. I've never heard that that description. Mm. And yet, as I think about this, and we've said this in various other ways, but it is the connection of all. And if you think about that, the connection to all is you're connecting to all of the past, all of the future, all of space, energy, time. It's a oneness that you move into that space of. And of course that would be infinite intelligence, because everything about everything is in that space.
And as you're talking, I mean the appreciation level is huge, because there's absolutely nothing you have to do. There's absolutely nothing you have to buy. There's no way you have to be. There's absolutely, it's beyond presence. It's just, the only actual like verb that you have to access is, all you have to do is to remember. All you have to do is remember.
And so, what to remember is, it's a path. So to me, to remember is just being and letting go of all the crap you've been given. Okay, go ahead.
Because the instant, what triggers when I say to remember, because it's going to trigger you in a way that you've I'm gonna say the C word. You've been conditioned to trigger. Remember 9/11. Remember the fire. Remember this thing that is always emotion. Associated with. So yes, let me it's grab emotion. Your emotion. But that's not the remember I'm talking about. That's I'm not like screwing around with your emotions
saying,
and your feelings
that's why
and
when
your anything.
Saying that, when
you
I
have
say
to remember what you know and have always
is
known.
That's why I was trying to say remembering the verb is a little different. It's it's actually being quiet. It's actually being still. Mm-hmm. And in being still, you're not bringing any of your habitual responses or any emotion into it. You're just being. And when we go into that space, that's why I joke and if there's somebody around us, it's like whether they're black, white, Hispanic, woman, man, young, old, you know, whatever national, it doesn't matter. All of that kind of melts away. And you just go into a space and
well, again, you know,
and it's actually empowering and it's beautiful and it's and again, if there's any description for if you don't know what we're trying to say, and I say really what I try to say, because I'm not gonna I don't want to say I know what Julie's saying, but you know, but I don't want to make it like it's just me. But if you're trying to, it's like I said, you go into that space when, like, again, if you're a sports fan, or if there's a show, or that, you know, or whatever it is that you get into, that, this is amazing, like, oh my God, everybody goes, you know, you don't see any of those things, you just see, look what we did, oh my God, and if it's, you can't go to a good place, you think of it, like, again, when 9/11 happened, everyone, or any of these horrible things, doesn't matter, you didn't say, well, were they, you know, this person died, were they this or were they that, it's just the horror of what somebody experienced, just as it's you're the one with them.
Wow, we all felt
and you're just that oneness is what you feel. And so I hate to go to the negative,
because it gets manipulated all the time,
because then it then it gets pulled, your emotions,
what do you
and
mean?
Then it turns
you
in well then it turns into, well, euphoria, that's conspiracy, is this, it's like, forget it. You're like, I don't wanna,
that doesn't take away the oneness.
And so that's a negative, of course. So with negative you get even pushed even more, because either you're angry about it, or you're sorrow, or whatever. I can go into a positive. That's why I try to bring in like the sports teams, if you're, you know, and I'm not even a sports fan, but so anyways,
there's just something so like beautifully accessible to that, and of course we all have access to it because we're all one.
So stay tuned for more.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon Authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.